The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
Labor Day celebrates not having to work for at least one day. Big weekend coming up, three-day weekend. The weather is going to be phenomenal, it looks like. Joining us right now from the Port Huron Police Department, Lieutenant Nick Godwin. Nick, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Three-day weekend, the last one of summer. That means everybody's going to be getting to the beach, trying to do all they can to have a nice time, right?
Yeah, we haven't had to deal with the warm temps since like May, so
yeah, right?
it's going to be a little different for us.
But it is. What are some things to be aware of as we get into Labor Day weekend?
Kind of the same things we always talk about for all the holidays, but with this one, the warmer temps, make sure you're using sunscreen, long sleeve shirts, hats, those things. You might not have been out in the sun as much as summer's past and don't want to burn that fair skin, so keep covered up and, like always, drink lots of water. If you're up at the lake, swimming, out in the boat, camping, whatever you're doing, it's going to be warm, it's going to be hot, so drink lots of water and stay hydrated.
A lot of times people are drinking adult beverages all day thinking, oh, I've been drinking all day, I'm staying hydrated. That dehydrates you. You got to mix some water in with that too, don't you?
Yeah, use those adult beverages responsibly and definitely cycle in a bottle of water or a glass of water regularly to not get in a bad way, and then the effects of it just compound quicker, so...
Of course, people may be driving up north. They may just be driving across town, but, wherever you're driving, you got to be careful. You got to remember the new distracted driving law, too.
Yeah, they always talk about the millions of travelers that are going to be traveling on the holiday weekend. I saw that the airports were saying give even more time there because they're going to be busy with the check-ins at TSA and whatnot. So no matter where you're going, don't be in a rush, give yourself extra time, make sure you wear the seat belts and the proper child restraints for the kids. Those are so important. And then put that phone down, let somebody else handle the navigation and the texting and the phone calls so you can stay focused on the driving. I read that the average text takes about 4 to 6 seconds to send, and at 65 miles an hour, that's 140 yards. So that's a huge chunk of road to not have observed what was going on. Deer run out in front of you, kids chasing a ball, just the unpredictable things that could happen in a split second. Nobody wants to have that happen to them. Let somebody else handle that and make sure to wear those safety belts.
Your friends at the fire department would probably appreciate it if we remind people about fire safety this weekend, because between campfires and grills and fireworks, there's a lot of opportunity for error out there.
Yeah, especially with the nice weather, those grills will be out there and cooking up good treats. So I know there's about 6,500 grill fires a year on average. So please be responsible with that. If you have a hose handy or a fire extinguisher, and then make sure it's away from other objects so you don't catch the house on fire if it's too close, or a car, and just do that responsibly. Watch out for the grease fires and have a good way to handle that, because water can just spread that and won't put it out. So be prepared for whatever you're grilling and do it safely.
We don't think of Labor Day as being a fireworks holiday, but here in Michigan, it is one of the designated weekends when you can legally use fireworks, and so people do enjoy doing that. Maybe a nice way to cap off summer.
Sure, and we just ask that you follow the state laws. Has to be on private property. Can't be after 11:45 at night. Give respect to your neighbors, and definitely supervise any youngsters that may be handling a sparkler. They seem so simple, but those things are so hot and unforgiving. So please don't let kids handle them. Have an adult who has not been consuming those adult beverages, and do it safely on private property. Not even in the streets or a rental property. Technically, you're not allowed to do that unless you have the owner's permission. So please follow the laws and enjoy them responsibly.
This will be the last weekend for Lakeside Park being open in terms of the beach and the parking lot, everything. That place gets really busy on a nice summer day, especially on the weekend, doesn't it?
We're expecting big crowds. Sunday's always a popular day, and then Monday with the day off and the weather forecast. So if you do come up there, give yourself extra time. That parking lot, especially with grass shut down, makes the traffic such a difficult thing to navigate. It takes more time. Please be patient. If you're traveling north to south or south to north, please take a different route. Maybe stay on Pine Grove or something, because the traffic gets backed up and bends around onto Holland with the construction going on. So be patient, have your ID ready and your money ready to pay the toll to get in. And when the lot's full, you need to go find another place to park. And don't park in the no parking zones in the neighborhoods, because we'll ticket or tow your cars depending on the situation. Don't block the residents' driveways. They need to be able to leave and get into their residences. So, you know, there's Lighthouse Beach. There's other options if the lots get full. But, yeah, they're wonderful parks. Enjoy the water and the rivers responsibly. They are unforgiving, so know what you're getting into, and then definitely keep an eye on the little ones, because that seems to be a big problem with the missing kids. And you know, thankfully most of the time they get found pretty quick and get returned, but those are always the stomach falls out a little bit when you hear that call come out.
And there have been some of those calls this summer, haven't there?
There have. And in years past, we unfortunately have had some drowning. So the lake looks so beautiful and so peaceful, but there is current up at Lakeside. So be prepared for that. Most of the people who grow up in the area know that. Yeah. Just be looking out for your neighbor too. If you see a young child wandering in the water, there's no parent around, maybe try to find that parent or prevent it, something. So. And the last thing is camping. People, Lakeside Park and up at the state parks, be cognizant of those things with the campfires and enjoy it. But get out there and enjoy the warm days and the cool nights, because it's a great way to experience Michigan.
It absolutely is. Pure Michigan weekend coming up. It's going to be beautiful. Thanks, Nick, for all that you and everybody at the police department does, keeping us all safe, even on the Labor Day weekend.
Thanks, Paul. Have a great weekend.
Appreciate it. Nick Godwin from the Portland Police Department with us on WPHM. 17 now, past 8 o'clock.